The stages of self-defense. When people think of Krav Maga, or even self-defense in general, they often fail to understand the complex nature and progression of violent situations. In the post on use of force, a maze-like graph provides a visualization of how complex a situation can get from a second-to-second decision-making perspective. Almost all violent attacks are because of a failure to be aware and avoid the situation. However, it is also possible that the situation due to circumstances was unavoidable, which means how we approach it will be fundamentally different. There are two primary reasons that you are unable to foresee or avoid conflict. One, you were not paying attention, and your awareness level was probably at white. See awareness color code. The attacker had been planning it, that's number two, and their tactics and approach are simply better. While you may see variations of the model presented below, we offer a simplified version of the basic four stages of progressing in a self-defense situation. Ideally, you should employ step one as often as possible, as you win 100% of the fights you are not in. Remember, however, that at any point you may find yourself in any one of the stages, which means you must respond appropriately and progress in order. Avoidance. If you do not put yourself in a situation where conflict is required, then you will not have conflict in the first place. Avoidance can mean many things. It can mean you identify a threat and run away, or that you ensure through wise choices that you will rarely encounter situations requiring conflict. Perhaps it means not walking in a dark alley at night alone. This seems like common sense, but many people routinely make poor decisions that naturally put them in situations more conducive to conflict. Perhaps avoidance means not going to a party hosted by a person who doesn't like you, knowing conflict will result if you go. Maybe it's deciding to leave a coffee shop after noticing someone acting strangely, or simply making yourself aware of them so that you are prepared if they do something. In the avoidance stage, the threat may not even be aware of you as a target. Of course, we recognize that avoidance is not always possible, and as such, we move down the progression scale. De-escalation, formerly known as diffusion. At this point in a conflict, the threat has actively identified you. This is the stage to which many first world countries like to advocate the moment to talk it out. This is essentially the diplomacy stage. In Canada, 9 out of 10 times you can talk your way out of a potentially dangerous situation. In some countries, however, if a threat has identified you, like it or not, you will have no choice but to run or skip to step 3 or 4. If you can talk your way out of a conflict, do so. At the very least, you should talk as a distraction while you find your exit and run. Either way, you will remain on the defensive. In this situation, you must be in a semi-passive stance or something equivalent. Your hands must be up, not in aggressive fashion, but ready to act should the threat decide talking is over and attack. If they attack first, you will be jumping right to reactive self-defense, stage 4. However, in an attempt to de-escalate, you assess through observation of indicators that they are becoming more and more aggressive, then we recommend you strike first, stage 3, moving down the progression scale to a preemptive action strategy. Preemptive self-defense or preemptive action. Sometimes the best defense is a good offense. This is a common saying that could not be truer in a street self-defense scenario because of the concept of action versus reaction. It is always more beneficial to act first, as this means you will be one step ahead of the threat. We cannot tell you when or how to act first, as it is completely up to you to assess when it is required, but we can tell you that when you do strike, you must strike hard, fast, and with retsif. Relentless attacks mean to overwhelm. You must attack with the goal to stop the threat. If at any point you feel that the threat is neutralized, you must assess and either detain the individual or run to safety. Stage 4, reactive self-defense or reactive action. If you are reacting to defend yourself rather than acting, it means something has gone wrong. It means you failed to use steps 1 through 3. Either you have grossly misread the entire situation, or the tactics the threat is using are simply better than yours. Regardless of why, you are now reacting to defend yourself and stop the threat from doing you harm. This is where explosive aggressive aspects of Krav Maga come in. It's not good enough to simply block. You must block and attack using Retsev's escape or stop the attacker from wishing to continue.